Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go, pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up!
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Welcome back. It's Sam Crowley. As I mentioned, it's a two for Tuesday, April 14th, 2015, the day before tax day here in the United States of America. Proud to be a tax-paying citizen, keep our bridges and roads built, fund our military, and I'm saying all that to get myself feeling a lot better about tomorrow. All right, the sun will come out tomorrow. Pay your taxes tomorrow. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm not here to sing to you. I'm here to preach to you about getting moving, getting going. I'm going to talk a little bit about the previous show, the mindset, not the tactics, but the actual mindset that was involved. Before I do that, did you leave the 5-star rating on the Everyday Saturday podcast? Please do. It helps people find the show much quicker. Don't forget, we have a Kickstarter campaign running right now to fund the One More Breath documentary film. Taking behind the scenes of our baby Susan's journey and really inspiring people all around the world to take one more breath. So please go to onemorebreath.org, onemorebreath.org. Get involved in the movement, man. We'd love to have you on board. So piggybacking on the previous show for today, I talked about, you know, the question Jim sent in on Twitter. By the way, any questions, hit me up at Sam Crowley on Twitter. At Sam Crowley, it's your chance to ask a question and get it answered on the show. And I'll give you a little love, give you a little Saturday love on the show as well. So I'm thinking back, real estate or online. I said I would choose an online business 100% every single time. But what's the mindset? You know, I mentioned I bought these 40 units. I bought the Carlton Sheets course and things like that. And people say, geez, isn't that a bit impulsive, Sam? I mean, did you run it by your wife? And I did it. Yeah, but, I mean, look, it's making the decision. It's not like, I mean, I don't know. I guess maybe I'm from a different, newsflash. I'm probably cut a little bit differently off the mold. I get that part, okay? A lot of you would not be able to spend 5 minutes with me before you drink a case of bourbon, okay? It would make your mind probably get a really big headache, okay? I'm an acquired taste. I get that. But let me tell you what goes through my mind. I don't care. I'm just going to do it. I always ask myself, what's the worst thing that can happen? Okay, I started with one duplex, okay? I didn't buy 40 in a day. I bought a duplex because I was making, I don't know, at the time, no kidding, I was making, my base salary was $50,000 a year in 2000, and when did I go into management? 2000, okay? I bought my duplex in 2002. I think in my year-end performance reviews, I probably got my 5% increase, merit increase, so I was probably making 55 grand, whatever, okay? I was about to give myself about a $5,000 a year raise by buying a duplex. With the net money that I make. Plus, guys, don't forget this. When you buy real estate and it's a rental, there's a thing called depreciation that's big on your taxes when it flows through to offset your earnings. There's a lot of great tax benefits to owning real estate. So I got that from the boot camps that I was going to. So I wanted to give myself a 10% raise because I was only getting a 5% raise at work every year. So let's get 10. How about I double it? I thought that was really cool. But my mindset was, you know, you could lose money, no doubt. You could absolutely lose money, and trust me, I have just about every year owning these rentals because I live 500 miles away, and they're an investment. They're like a 401k down the road. I don't make any money. I've never pulled a dime out of my rentals. That may shock some of you. Kind of shocks me a little bit, but where focus goes, energy flows, right? I focus on the Everyday Saturday message. I use the rentals for retirement, and that'll be where I focus 10 to 15 years from now, which 10 years from now, my youngest will only be 10. Okay. Sobering thought. So when I do this stuff, let me take you inside my mind, which is a very scary place to be, but I want you to come inside with me. Because think about this, okay? If I didn't do anything, what would happen? Let me put it on you right now. You want to make a change. You want to buy a business. You want to do something different with your life. You want to make a big move, whether it's in your job or with a business. And you're a little bit nervous. You're anxious, which is completely normal. I wouldn't necessarily use the words fearful or worry, because those are just things that you're creating. I mean, I've never met anybody that worried a problem into not happening. It's actually impossible to do. You know, no matter how much you worry, the situation's either going to happen the way it's going to happen or it's not. You worrying about it doesn't add one more minute to your life. And one would argue it actually takes minutes off your life. So why would you even engage in that? It's silly to do. So I didn't sit around worrying if I bought this duplex 500 miles away without anything going on. And by the way, after I bought it, I got a tenant letter in the mail like 3 weeks later from somebody. I didn't even know who they were. They're like, "Hello, my name's so-and-so." It was a female. I don't remember her name. And she said, "I can't pay the rent." It was July of 2002. I bought them in June 2002. I'm like, "Oh, this is nice." She goes, "I know my life sounds like a Shakespearean tragedy." That's the way it opened up. I'm like, "What's up? Who? Shakespeare? Seriously? You write me a letter, you can't pay rent, you're quoting Shakespeare? Oh, boy." So, and then I got a letter from the other tenant saying that the tenant who can't pay the rent was bothering them. And I'm like, I didn't even have a property manager. Isn't that something? I think I had the tenant in the lower unit. It was an upper and a lower unit. I think I asked the tenant in the lower unit, who I'd never met, no idea, couldn't pick him out of a lineup, if he would keep an eye on the property for me. You know, now that I'm thinking, I've never said this story really out loud. So now that I say it out loud, it sounds really wild. I mean, it sounds really stupid that I would not have a manager in place to actually, like, collect rents and stuff. I don't know what I did. I don't even remember what I did. All I remember, I got that letter, and it said Shakespearean tragedy in it. But even with that being said, I got that. It was then it kind of dawned on me, you know, I should probably get somebody to look over these properties for me, at least this duplex. And I remember when I did get the rent, though, the first month, the second month she couldn't pay the rent. The first month I got the rent from the lower and the upper, and it came to like $700. And my mortgage, because I bought the property for a song, was like under $200 a month or something. Net, after I paid the utilities, water, sewer, things like that, I think I netted like $350 my first month. Guys, let me tell you, stop right there, okay? What could you do with $350 a month right now? What could you do? Would you pay your own utility bill on your home? Would you make a car payment? Would you do a little bit of an improvement maybe in a room here, paint the dining room or the kitchen? You know, would you buy a new dishwasher? I mean, look, that's no joke, man. $350, that's $4,000 a year, and that's just for 1 month, right? So that's where the part I start thinking, boy, okay, so I know I'm not going to net the most I can every single month, because I'll have a vacancy here and there. We'll have expenses that'll happen. But still, it was the point. That's what goes through my mind. It's like, I don't worry about the worst case scenario, nor do I live in a, you know, this dream world that it's always going to be the best case. I kind of operate a little bit in between, but what motivates me is taking action. You know, it motivates me to actually do. It's kind of the thrill. I think that's what it is. I think if I had to break it down, it would be the thrill of just trying something new. Doesn't matter if I were to succeed. I mean, I don't know. What's the worst thing could have happened? They both move out, and I'm stuck with $200 a month in mortgage and another $100 a month. All right, so I went from netting $350 to losing $300, but that's the worst case scenario that I'm going to lose an extra. It's worth, to me, the risk was worth the reward. And right now, you may be thinking about something. I know you're thinking about doing something. I know. I just know people that listen to my show. You're all risk takers to some extent, some of you more than others, but you're thinking about doing something big, and you're like, well, do it, man. Just do it. What do you got to lose? Think of the worst case scenario, because it's not going to happen. It never happens. Worst case usually never happens, because the worst case in your mind is literally like sky is falling worst case. You know the worst case is? You're going to get hit by a bus. The worst case is you're going to be given 90 days to live. All right, that's the worst case. So let's kind of keep the main thing the main thing. You dabbling a little bit in real estate or online marketing or whatever it is you want to do, going after your dream, running a triathlon, doing a marathon, going whatever it is you want to do, shooting a video for the first time or things like that. Nobody's watching, man. You think people are watching, but that's the binoculars you're putting on yourself, man. You got to take the focus off of you and put the focus on the actual dream that you want to do. You can't quit making this about, you know, me. I mean, if I could tell you how many people took shots at me when I launched Every Day is Saturday. I had people emailing me from all over the place. Dude, what are you doing? Oh, my God, you sound so stupid. Take that audio off. What are you calling people champion for? What's the matter with you, man? We're over here listening. We're laughing our ass off. You sound like a moron. And these are buddies of mine. I'm like, yeah, cool. I mean, I don't know. I just don't want to stay stuck. That's what I tell them. And they don't get that. Nobody gets it. Look, please. You don't tell people that are stuck that you don't want to stay stuck. They don't even know they're stuck. It's like pigs don't know pigs stink. Pigs don't know pigs stink. And you're trying to tell somebody broke in a job the rest of their life that you don't want to be stuck and broke in a job the rest of your life? They can't hear that. They don't hear that. So why are you worried about everybody, man? And quit putting the focus on you. Put it on your dream, baby. That's where the money is. That's where the thrill is. So to take it all the way back to the beginning of the show, what got me jacked up, man, was actually sitting in the front seat of the roller coaster. It's like, what's going to happen when I buy these rentals? What's going to happen when I launch a motivational podcast? Wow, I've been hanging out at the water cooler for 15 years at a job, and now I'm going to speak into a microphone, and I'm not even a speaker. Isn't that exciting? And I'm going to say I'm founder of EverydayIsSaturday.com, and I don't even own the domain name. Wow. And I'm going to brand myself as an international motivational speaker, and I don't even own a damn passport. Wow. And the more I kept thinking about how much I was pushing the envelope, the more excited I got. And I started waking up earlier and earlier every single day until the point when it came, I couldn't even sleep at night because I was so damn excited about being an international motivational speaker, changing lives worldwide, smack dab in the middle of a Chapter 13 bankruptcy. Yeah, baby. That's what gets me fired up. So anyway, I hope that got you jacked up. The 2 for Tuesday. I'm going to do more of these, man. I'm so excited. Seriously, like I ate a banana sideways, man. I can't stop smiling, and I hope you feel the same. It's Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever.
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.